Bran asked Sept and Shale about the comet when they were sorting through some scrolls snatched from the library fire.
"It's a sword that slays the season," he replied.
And soon after, the White Raven came from Old Town bringing word of autumn, so doubtless he was right. Though old Nan did not think so. She'd live longer than any of them.
"Dragons,"
she said, lifting her head and sniffing. She was near blind and could not see the comet, yet she claimed she could smell it.
"It be dragons, boy,"
she insisted. Bran got no princes from Nan, no more than he ever had. Hodor said only, "Hodor." That was all he ever said. And still the direwolves howled. The guards on the walls muttered curses. Hounds in the kennels barked furiously. Horses kicked at their stalls. The Walders shivered by their fire. And even Maester Lewin complained of sleepless nights. Only Bran did not mind. Sir Roderick had confined the wolves to the guardswood after Shaggy Dog bit Little Walder. But the stones of Winterfell played queer tricks with sound. And sometimes it sounded as if they were in the yard right below Bran's window. Other times he would have sworn they were up on the curtain walls, loping around like sentries. He wished that he could see them.